Good morning. Today is January 29th. This is day 18 of Christ King's 21 days of prayer. Through these days of prayer and fasting, we seek to see Jesus clearly in our lives. Today's scripture reading is in John 5, 1 through 16. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the sheep's gates, a pool which is called Bethesda. Here a great number of disabled persons used to lie the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. When he was there, had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in the condition for that long of a time, he asked, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me get in the pool where the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes ahead of me." Then Jesus said, "Take up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. John 5, 1 through 16. Today's reflection. While there are a number of amazing lessons in this short scripture, I want to focus on just one: our expectations versus God's solutions. The crippled man had an expectation, namely, that the water would heal him. However, Jesus comes to him, asks a question, then tells him to take up his bed and walk. He was healed, but not in the way he expected. How often do we pray to God, asking him for, telling him our situation, then telling him our expected outcome? It's a bit like going to the doctor and saying, "Doc, I have a sharp pain in my stomach, which I know to be an ulcer. Please prescribe me Xantex, 150 milligrams, thanks, and see you later." Shouldn't we instead tell the expert what we are feeling and let him decide the appropriate solution? Our Heavenly Father is the ultimate expert. He knows our needs and, more importantly, knows the solution for them. Jesus modeled this when he prayed to God in Gethsemane, "Not my will, but yours be done." In your prayers today and tomorrow, remember who the expert is. Lay your needs down at his feet, then listen and watch as he meets those needs. It will happen every time. Let's pray. Awesome Father, I thank you for the power to understand and meet all my needs. I pray today that you instill in me confidence rooted in your grace and mercy, that you can and will meet all the needs in a way that is ultimately best. Thank you, Father. I pray this in your name of your Holy Spirit, Christ Jesus. Amen. Blessings in your day. We hope that you have a great day. We at Christ King pray that you enter into a deeper relationship with Christ today. Have a good one, you guys.